Anarchism is a superb system, and it actually works as well. But it only seems to operate well in small communities. Now, I'd really love to see autonomous anarchist communities grow in this country. That'd be fantastic. But in the current climate of greed, corruption, and selfishness, it's not likely to work too well. When people take what they want rather than what they actually need, when we see what somebody else has and want that or something better for ourselves, that's when the problems start. I'm sure we all want a long, healthy life. There's nothing wrong with that. It's understandable. It's very normal. But greed, that's completely different. We should try and remember there always has been and probably always will be greedy people. But it's these people who mess it up for the rest of us. And most of the time they don't even care about the rest of us suffering because of their greed. I'm not talking about people who work hard, gather the things around them that they actually like. But those who take more than they deserve at the expense of others. When people start to chase money at any cost, they do so at the expense of those who can afford it the least. Why is it that those who work hardest seem to be the poorest in this current system, while the greedy and the lazy just seem to breeze through life at their expense? Landlords are a good example of this, and it's interesting to hear just how some of these people got started. I hate the term property portfolio. It makes me very angry that a small minority of greedy bastards in this country drive thousands of others into a form of slavery, either to low-paid or temporary work, often for agencies that find them work but at a very low wage, while they invoice the employer much more, or stuck on the benefits system, unable to take paid work as it simply does not pay enough to fund their life. These landlords often set their rent levels at the maximum that the benefit system pays, and this excludes many hard-working people from getting affordable roofs over their or their family's heads. Self-employed and agency workers can have a very bad time with this. In most cases, a large deposit needs to be found, as well as the first month's rent. For people who are living week by week, this is often just not possible. I was talking to a chap living on the beach near me. He worked, but was homeless. He couldn't afford his rent. He said he was saving for a deposit on a room. What kind of a system do we live in that puts people in this situation? I've known people who have inherited a property and then let it out and then gone on to buy other properties with the money made from the first. It's far more common than you'd think. I used to work at a stable yard and got talking to some people there who were on their sixth property. They let out their place and used the income to apply for loans and mortgages, and then carried on collecting more and more properties until they could stop their full-time work and simply live off the hard work of others. They were trying to buy another property every year. Owning properties is not a job, and it should be a crime. These scumbag landlords hike up the rent prices and force the poorer members of our society into debt, or they leave them stuck on benefits as paid work simply just doesn't cover the bills. I live in a small area, and there are a few people who each seem to have dozens, or in a couple of cases over 100 properties. This isn't good. This needs to stop. Other landlords trap low earners into short leases and then sting them for massive ground rents every year. Often the ground rent is more than the local council tax. This whole property system in this country needs some serious changes. The pre-Brexit era shows us that many politicians here in the UK simply just can't be trusted, and I'm really surprised that the population hasn't started petrol bombing their local MPs' homes and other places affiliated to the selfish, greedy system like police stations, council offices, etc. In this country, most people seem to be lazy and compliant. As long as the TV works and we can get on the internet, we just pretend everything's okay. Well, it fucking well isn't. Wake up. We're being arse-fucked by politicians, and we're being fleeced by councils charging for services that we don't want, can't use, or that they have no intention of providing. Business and private drivers are being targeted too. Ever-increasing taxes and fuel prices, most of which is tax anyway. Increasing insurance year by year caused by greedy and fraudulent claimants. The government and police use money that should be used to grow our communities and instead spend millions on CCTV systems, traffic cameras and computer databases. Where do the profits go? Not back into the local communities, but into increased wages for government workers and their slave-driving bullying stooges. And into the benefits system to pay for the greedy and the lazy people there. Now, I'm not saying that everybody claiming benefit is greedy or lazy, but there are some, and we all know that this happens. It's not just the government and the system that's to blame here. In many cases, everyday people just take everything they can and don't really give a flying fuck about anybody else. When I was working in London in the 1990s, I was up at 5 in the morning and working 12 hours a day, paying my mortgage, paying off a loan, council tax, and everything else. I couldn't afford to save money or take holidays. I couldn't afford to get people in to help me get my house turned into a home. It had no kitchen, no walls, and what there was there were just bare bricks. Ceilings were just wooden joists, no plaster, no wallpaper, and virtually no plumbing. 3 doors away from where I lived were a couple, 5 kids. She was working and claiming benefits too. He was buying and selling cars on the side while he was claiming disability benefits. He actually said one day to me that he was lucky that his youngest was registered as disabled, as he gets his car paid for and a better school, etc. They all went on holiday 2 or 3 times a year. They normally went to Spain and rented 2 chalets, one for them, one for the kids. They just said, "We don't want to hear our own children." I asked if they cared that other people had to put up with their kids and noise. He just shrugged and said, "Well, it's not my problem." They would smuggle duty-free stuff back into the country in their cases, even the kids' cases. And he said it pays for the whole holiday, which is cheaper anyway as they took the kids out of school during term time. These people are lazy, selfish wankers, users of the system, and are making the rest of us pay for their lazy life choices for our hard work. It was then that I decided I'd get off this whole shitty greedy system. I stopped working in London full time and did jobs mostly for cash. Whenever I was paid by a cheque, it went into the bank, and at the end of the year my expenses balanced it all out and meant that my income was below the tax threshold, so no tax. And for nearly 20 years I've not paid a penny in tax. I had help. A very good friend of mine helped me get my house sorted out and decorated. I spent my non-busy times working, plumbing, electrics, building, etc. And I sold the place just before the prices dropped in the early 2000s. I paid off everything I owed, and I haven't borrowed a penny since. My attitude now is that if the greedy politicians, the bank bosses, directors of large companies and other scumbags, etc. can fleece the system, avoid paying taxes on their millions, claim expenses for non-work related things, and give themselves huge pay rises and shit all over those below them, I will not help them. Now I just work as hard as I need to. I claim expenses for what I've actually used and need. I try and help others whenever I can. I never overcharge for the work I do. I live my way. But I do not fund their system, and I do not claim benefits. In all cases, greed and selfishness are the destroyers of everything good. From greedy, selfish individuals to greedy, selfish countries, forcing us to work until we die or sending us to war so they can steal resources from others. They try to justify their pathetic lives, making profits from themselves and their friends, with empty promises for the rest of us. They use national pride, love of queen and country. They use religion. They use bribery, corruption, and violence against us. They turn people against each other and destroy communities. They watch it like we're all the desperate fish dying in a bowl full of shit-filled water, just the occasional breadcrumb to watch us fight each other and to keep us from attacking them. They have failed us, they have used us, and they must be stopped. It's our turn now. We must stop the greedy and help the needy.